Welcome back. It is All-Star Weekend 2025. We're at the official, unofficial midway point of the season, the midway point as far as games was a few weeks ago. But now we're at the All-Star break where we're all going to take some time to decompress and look at the season. And while we're doing that, we're going to discuss some of the better teams, some of the teams that we see going to the finals, the playoffs, the play-in. But today, let's start with the teams that have been the most disappointing. And honestly, in my opinion, most people are just saying two teams, and that's the Philadelphia 76ers and that's the Phoenix Suns as the most disappointing teams. And they are two of the most disappointing teams, especially considering the star power that they have. But there could be a third team lurking in the background on most disappointing list that's been left off. But let's just dig right into the why people consider and why they probably are the Phoenix Suns and the Philadelphia 76ers, that is, two of the most disappointing teams in the league. And it's crazy that they're in two different conferences and they both have big threes, which we talked about a few weeks ago isn't the way to really build teams anymore. But some guys, I guess, I get the attraction of it having three big stars and stuff like that, but it's just not, it's not working. It's not a working formula anymore. The proven formula is, you know, a dynamic duo with great role players. And some of these role players may be stars or former stars or people in the back end of their career or up and coming guys, or they may be stars like Derek White, who is a star on defense, same as Drew Holiday, who is a great two-way player, just for an example. It's just the big three, especially with the new collective bargaining, with the new first apron, second apron. It just makes it hard to build a team. Well, to build a team out. It's not that you can't pay everybody. It's just in Philadelphia's, no matter of fact, let's start with Phoenix. In Phoenix situation, they have Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker all on max contracts, and they basically consume most of the team's salary. So the only thing that you could put around that is a mid-level salary and a bunch of minimum guys. And usually that doesn't end up being a very good team because, let's just face it, minimum guys are minimum guys for a reason. And I'm just a fan, but minimum guys are minimum guys for a reason. And that's just the way it goes. But Phoenix, they're at least fighting to try to make the playoffs. I think they'll probably make the playoffs just based off star power alone. I think they would be, they're probably going to be in the play-in, and which gives them two chances to make the playoffs. And I do believe they have a good enough team to, in a two-game situation where, well, assuming that they're not the 9 or 10 seed where they only have one chance, then they have to earn the second one. But I think they could get in as a 7 or an 8 seed just based off the star power that they have. They should be able to do that, but we will see. But they are fighting, at least. They Durant's averaging 27-6. Booker's averaging 26-6 assists. Bradley Beal's averaging 19-3-3. But he's coming off the bench in a six-man role now, which I think kind of suits the situation because six men are basically just starters anyways because they still play 30 minutes a game. So it's not like they're only playing 15, 20 minutes or something like that. So he's still a starter for all intents and purposes. He just comes off the bench now. But I don't know. Phoenix is in, they're 26-28. They're in 11th place in the West right now, fighting with Golden State and other teams for the last few spots in the play-in tournament. And I do believe that Phoenix will probably make it. Golden State, I'm not so sure of, but we'll talk about that another day. But Phoenix, I'm fairly confident that they'll get into the play-in tournament. And from there, I do believe that they can make the playoffs. And while they're having a disappointing season based off you have Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal, they're not having the type of disappointing season that the Philadelphia 76ers are because they're not even maybe because they're in the East, they are fighting for a play-in spot, but it's doubtful that they make it. They can't stay healthy. They're, for example, Joel Embiid just came out recently saying that he's probably going to have surgery on his knee again, and this is starting to look more and more like a bad investment by Philadelphia by giving him that contract extension in the offseason. Like, if he was healthy and doing the MVP thing like he did a few years ago, then this would be a totally different conversation, and there would honestly be nothing to say about him if he was that. But because we saw him play in the Olympics, and we saw him limp through the playoffs, and we saw him hurt, and he started the season off this year not playing. He missed like the first 13 games or so. And, you know, then he was mad about the leaked sources. And, you know, he's just, this is clearly Tyrese Maxey's team now. That there's no doubt about that. He's younger. He's the star now, and he's healthy. But Joel Embiid, when healthy, nothing to say. But right now, this just looks like it's going to be a very, very bad ending to his careers. I hope not. I hope that he can figure it out. I hope he can figure the injuries out, but it's not really looking that way. But then you bring in Paul George, who is often injured as well, and he's only averaging 16 points a game, but this is Paul George we're talking about. And so that move from the Clippers now is looking smarter by them not giving him the extension. Maybe they, I heard somebody say on TV last week that the team that has you knows more about you than the team that's getting you. And maybe the Clippers knew something about Paul George that Philly didn't know, because Philly just signed him to that big contract as well, and to obviously pair up with Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid. And this investment is not paying off, to be nice and say it in kinder terms. Philly is 20-32. They started the season out like shitty as hell. Like, they were, what, 3-13 or something like that? They're terrible. They're 8-4 that Joel Embiid. They're 8-4 in games that Joel Embiid has played, because he's only played in 13 games, coincidentally. And the I had the record here. I don't have it right now, but oh, they're in games that Embiid, Paul George, and Maxey have finished together, because clearly somebody has gotten hurt. They're 6-1. So they've only finished 7 games together, and they're 6-1 in those games. So that says a lot about where they could be if they were healthy versus where they are unhealthy. But so in my opinion, between these two teams, Philly is clearly the most disappointing team, and they have both teams have former MVPs, both teams have all NBA players, both teams have 3 max players. I think this would equate to wins, but it's not. Philly was better last year when they had Embiid and Maxey and a bunch of role players, and they were just better. That's why I didn't understand why they wanted to bring in Paul George. I get it, but he's not a role player. He's a star. So I honestly thought he would have been a better look in Orlando, or just taking whatever the Clippers were going to give him, because he was already there and he fit what they were doing. But he chose to go to Philly, and I get it. It was a respect thing at the end of the day, so I get that. But basketball-wise, he probably should have went somewhere different, because there's only one ball at the end of the day, and you can't feed everybody. And, yeah, you can score a lot of points, but you still have to feed the role players and stuff too. And big threes don't really work anymore. And even the other big threes, whoever the third person was obviously willing to sacrifice statistically and do other things. Like, Chris Bosh played defense and played better defense. He stepped out and learned how to shoot, not just learn how to, but started hitting a corner three and doing different things with his game. And he sacrificed points and stuff like that to make that big three work. So just an example of one big three. So, but like I said, Philly and Phoenix are clearly the two worst, not worst, well, they are two of the worst teams in the league. But, well, no, they're not. Phoenix is middle of the road, and Philly is injured and bad. But I feel bad for Nick Nurse because he can't get a lineup together because everybody is always hurt. So how can he even get anything to mesh? At least Phoenix is, since Durant's been back from injury, at least they've pretty much been together most of the season, and they're just not winning the amount of games that they probably should be. But the West is deep and stacked, and so, but the third team that I mentioned that is probably more disappointing than both of these teams is the New Orleans Pelicans, easily. They traded for DeJounte Murray this offseason. They, in my opinion, had an upgraded roster with bringing him in. You had Alvarado. You still had B.I. at the time before the trade. Herb. You just signed Murphy. You still had Zion. You had the new rookie, Misi. And it looked like they would have at least a top six team in the West, but they had the worst team in the West. They are by far, they had the second worst team in the league record wise. So they are by far the most disappointing team in the league, and nobody's saying it, but they have Zion, who should be talked about more as a generational star, but he's not because he's always hurt for whatever reason. B.I.'s gone now. Even with Zion hurt, in the past, the Pelicans have played like 500 basketball and they've been good. So I'm just not sure what happened this year that it was clearly a morale issue. Maybe it was the B.I. contract issue. Maybe it's the Zion being hurt issue, or maybe it's a combination of a lot of things. But, or maybe, I don't know. I don't know if it's coaching. It's something. Because basically the same team, but now they're just losing all the time. And even with Zion back, scoring 40 a few nights ago and playing pretty good, even though he's not playing in back-to-backs and stuff, they're still bad. So I'm not sure what their problem is. And I live down here and I see a lot of the games, and they're just bad. And they play motivated most of the time. Like, honestly, they do. And it's just, I don't know. Maybe it's coaching. But that's it for today. Please like, please comment, please leave a comment. Let me know what you think. Please subscribe. Thank you for watching. And that is it. And enjoy your All-Star weekend. Enjoy your Valentine's Day. Love everybody. Thank you. Peace.